Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. Today's message is a continuation of the series I started yesterday on John McDougall's book, The Starch Solution, which I highly recommend. I left off talking about how a starch-based diet has historically been what humans have eaten. We have evidence going back tens of thousands of years showing that that's what we were doing back then. Another interesting thing, and I've reported on this before, is the ill health effects of eating an animal foods-based diet also goes back thousands of years. In fact, imaging of mummies show that many of them had atherosclerosis, obesity, dental disease, and gallstones. And these were wealthy Egyptians who were suffering from diseases of affluence thousands of years ago. Only the wealthy class became mummies, and the wealthy people were those who could afford to eat animal foods. The poor peasants lived on starchy foods and remained lean and didn't get heart disease even back then. Food was buried with the Egyptian mummies to feed them in the afterlife, and from those remnants, researchers estimate that the diet of these wealthy people was about 50% fat, with much of it saturated. This actually resembles the modern diet today and produced some of the same results then as it does today, a high incidence of degenerative disease, including coronary artery disease. As Dr. McDougall takes us through the history and the justification for the starch-based diet, he emphasizes that humans are genetically designed to be starch eaters. Amylase is the enzyme that breaks down starch, and studies of gene coding show that humans have an average of 6 copies of the gene for amylase, while other primates have only 2. This means that humans produce 6 to 8 times more salivary amylase, a sign that we should be eating starch. The inclusion of starch in the diet was important to advancing civilization because it allowed humans to move away from the equator, since starchy foods last through the winter, while fresh fruits that grow close to the equator do not. These foods also provided the increased calories needed to grow larger brains and brain capacity. And I think you've all heard me talk in the past about the necessity for including these kinds of foods in the diet, because fruit and vegetables by themselves don't have enough calorie density to fulfill the calorie needs for humans. Other benefits of starch include that it has between 1 and 8% of calories from fat, depending on which food we're talking about, no cholesterol, and we don't have to worry about pathogens like animal foods have. I've put out quite a few messages recently about the fecal contamination of chicken. We never have to worry about that with potatoes. Starchy foods are satisfying. They stimulate the sweet receptors on the tongue. And many starchy foods like bread, potatoes, and pasta are considered comfort foods. It's natural for humans to like them. I think the bottom line, when we start talking to people about eating a starch-based diet, first of all, we have to get over the brainwashing that starchy foods are bad for people, and then they go through the ecstasy period of, oh my gosh, I love these foods. Being given permission to eat them is a wonderful, liberating experience. So anyway, we'll continue the series tomorrow. The Starch Solution is the name of the book. John McDougall is the author. You know, I think very highly of him, and if you would like an opportunity to study with Dr. McDougall directly, our diet and lifestyle intervention course, which starts in June, affords you that option. He teaches one of the 15 modules in that course. So anyway, we'll be back at this tomorrow. That's all for now, and have a great day.